40 degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We are 11 days away from the 2024 presidential election. Donald Trump in Austin, Texas today, taping the Joe Rogan podcast. Kamala Harris in Houston, Texas, appearing with Beyonce and Willie Nelson, both of whom have endorsed her. What do voters think about the idea of Donald Trump as a fascist, as former Trump Chief of Staff John Kelly contends this week? ABC News asked about that in a recent poll, and ABC National Correspondent Stephen Portnoy has the numbers.
This ABC News Ipsos survey shows half of registered voters believe Donald Trump is a fascist, defined in our poll as a political extremist who seeks to act as a dictator, disregarding individual rights and threatening to use force against his or her opponents. Under that definition, 22% say Kamala Harris is a fascist. A third say neither candidate is.
President Biden is in the Southwest today, where he will formally apologize to the indigenous community for the federal government's role in operating Native American boarding schools. This is ABC News. Former Abercrombie & Fitch CEO Michael Jeffries is set to be arraigned today on sex trafficking charges. He is accused of luring young men to sex parties with the promise of modeling jobs. In Washington state, hundreds of thousands of chickens are being destroyed.
An outbreak of bird flu at a farm in Franklin County has led to two confirmed human cases. There were workers brought in to sanitize the facility and expected to recover. State epidemiologist Dr. Scott Lindquist says they don't believe there is any risk to the public.
This is only being seen in agricultural workers.
But cleanup is a monumental task with the destruction and disposal of 800,000 chickens.
They have to deal with the eggs also.
The birds gassed with carbon dioxide and the carcasses composted on site. Jeff Pogula, ABC News, Seattle.
Most areas around Asheville, North Carolina have running water again. It's back nearly a month after Hurricane Helene devastated the area. Officials tell the New York Times the water is still not safe to drink and they don't know when that will change. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hi, WRCO listeners. Do you have a costume for your little trick-or-treater yet? At the Creative Outlet, we have costumes of all sizes, tagged with resale prices, and some of them even still have the original store tags on them. Come check out our Halloween selection of costumes and other seasonal decorating goodies before they disappear. The Creative Outlet is located on Court Street in Richland Center, and we are ready to help your family enjoy this Halloween.
Are you in the Christmas spirit? Bring your littles to Corton, Maine as we are having our annual Photos with Santa coming up on November 9th from noon to 2. After photos, children can decorate cookies provided by Corton, Maine. Photos will be taken by Mary Kate Photography. We can't wait to see you on November 9th from noon to 2 at Corton, Maine in downtown Richland Center.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Representative Tony Kurtz, and I'm not here to attack anyone. Instead, I want to thank you for trusting me to be your voice in Madison. I'm proud to be a leading advocate for rural Wisconsin and what we've accomplished for our farmers, veterans, and middle-class families. But there's still more work to do, and that's why I'm asking for your vote. You can count on me to keep fighting for our region, our values, and our way of life. Thank you for your continued support.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Keith Brooks shared, on a big ocean liner, a well-known minister spoke one Sunday morning on God's answers to prayer. Among the audience was a man whose cynical expression plainly showed lack of sympathy with the speaker's views. At the conclusion of the service, a friend accosted him with the query, "What did you think of the sermon?" "It's mere child's talk." Yielding to an impulse, he approached the steward and asked for an orange. The skeptic slipped two into his pocket and sauntered toward the outskirts of the minister's crowd. There sat one old woman with upturned face and eyes closed in sleep. Thinking to play a little joke, he gently laid his two oranges in her lap. Later returning where she was, he found her eating an orange. "Enjoying it, mother?" he asked. "Oh," she responded. "I was so thirsty from seasickness, I sat down there praying that my heavenly father would send me an orange." The scoffer became a seeker and found the Savior. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the cold front, which moved through last night, produced generally a few tenths of an inch of rainfall across much of southwest Wisconsin, so not terribly heavy, but helps with the dry conditions just a bit. Now, today, drier air will be sweeping in, so the cloud cover gradually breaking up, and temperatures still running a few degrees above normal. Tomorrow will be slightly cooler, but less wind and plenty of sunshine, so a pretty nice fall day to get out and about. Just have your coats handy. Sunday, another fine day, turning slightly warmer, but turning breezier for the afternoon as well. Some strong south winds expected early next week, pulling in unseasonably warm conditions. Temperatures could climb a good 20-25 degrees above normal by Tuesday. There will be a slight chance of a shower popping up Monday as this warmer air comes in, but most of that should be over eastern Wisconsin. And then by Tuesday night, some heavier showers and storms expected in the Dakotas, Minnesota, northwest Wisconsin, along a very slow-moving cold front that could arrive here by Wednesday into Wednesday night. So we might see some heavier rain toward the middle and end of next week. That forecast for today, clouds giving way to sunshine, a bit breezy with a high of 61, northwest winds 7 to 17. Tonight should be mostly clear and cool, low at 32. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy, seasonably cool but pleasant, high in the mid-50s. Northwest wind becoming westerly at 5 to 10. For Sunday, plenty of sunshine, low 31 with a high of 62, and that south wind picking up to about 15 miles per hour. On Monday, mostly cloudy, windy and mild, just a slight chance of a light shower, low 40, high 68. Tuesday, partly sunny, windy, and unusually warm. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm Tuesday night. Low in the mid-50s with a high all the way up to 78. Wednesday, cooler with scattered showers and storms likely, high 69. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 42 degrees. Yesterday, we topped out at 66, and we did get a lightning and thunderstorm last night. We picked up 28 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. It settled the dust a little bit. A record high, 83 in 1963. Record low, 14 in 1969. Last year here in Richland Center, 71 the high and 60 the low. Sunset will occur at 3 minutes after 6 this evening. Sunrise time for tomorrow morning, 7:29. Right now, the winds have picked up a little bit. East winds around 3 miles per hour. Barometer is at 29.99. And with some sunshine this morning, we're up from the overnight low of 38. It's 42 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time today is sponsored by Hillsborough Equipment, locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. Lots of sports to recap from last night, a look ahead at tonight as well, a playoff football preview, and details on national sports as well, some games played last night.
Decorate for the harvest season with a visit to Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Now is an especially good time with reduced prices of 40% off on a variety of fall decor and Halloween items. Exclusions apply. Need a unique gift? Our outdoor wind spinners are now 50% off. There's still plenty of time to enjoy fall decorations, so stop by and make the most of these great fall specials and a dose of decorating enthusiasm, because every day is a perfect day to stop at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, 383 West 3rd Street, Richland Center. Call 383-1616.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Richland Center and River Valley battled in WIAA tournament soccer opening action last night, with River Valley winning 2-1. The Blackhawks went up early in that one last night, and it was 1-0 at halftime, and then the match was delayed twice because of lightning in the area. River Valley scored a second and final goal of the game. The Hornets had many scoring opportunities, according to Coach Tom Stadler, and many passing combinations led by their seniors. The team never gave up. The last goal came from sophomore defender Harrison Carpenter. Harrison's hustle and great touch led to his goal. He sprinted from one end of the field to the other, and it resulted in a goal. And Coach Stadler says another great year for Hornets soccer, with 9 players receiving all conference awards this year. We'll have more on that in the coming days. But River Valley now moves on after a 2-1 win over Richland Center. On Saturday, they will face St. John's Northwestern Chesterton Academy of Milwaukee after their 6-0 victory against Columbus yesterday. Elsewhere, Lake Country Lutheran 9-0 over Mauston. Aquinas beat Northland Lutheran 2-1. In Division 3, Wisconsin Dells defeated Dodgeville Mineral Point 6-1, and it was Delavendarian 1-0 over Mount Horeb. Also a McFarland win 4-0 over Monroe. Turning to volleyball, it was an exciting one last night, heard on WRCO, between the Hornets and Lutheran.
Zoe Ewing will serve. Hornet fans are on their feet. Ewing with the serve, fielded now by Luther. There's the set by Zittel, shot by Clark. Back row Hornets, Ewing. There's the set, shot over the top by Tindrick. Diving dig by Luther, and they can't get it over, and the Hornets win. The Hornets survive. 15-6, the final. Richland Center wins in 5 sets.
After winning the first set quickly, 25-14, Richland Center then lost the next two by scores of 25-15 and 25-23. They got back on track against the Knights and claimed a 25-19 win in set 4, and they took the fifth 15-6. The win was Richland Center's 30th on the season. It sends them to Saturday night's regional championship match against Aquinas. Senior Soleil Ewing led with 16 kills on the night. Junior Danica Pauls had 5 ace serves. The senior leadership came through for Richland Center as Lillian Tidrick, along with Chloe Darling, Ava Cosgrove, Madeline Huber, and Carly Meaden, all came through big time. I asked Carly what Coach Jamie Johnson told the team when they were down by 2 sets.
He just said we just got to all come together as a team, and we're not going to do it if we don't play as a team. That's the only way.
Carly talked about this year's Hornet volleyball team.
I just love how we all like have such a good friendship, and no one really has a grudge against anyone on this team. We just play so well together, and we get along well, and it helps. It really does.
Senior Soleil Ewing talked about the win for us.
We came into the game, you know, 4-5 seed. You know it was going to be a tough game, but I think our team really pulled through and finished it how we should.
I asked Soleil about preparing for Aquinas.
I think we just need to, you know, really lock in at our practice tomorrow and watching film and just being us, you know, not letting the nerves, and realizing that the pressure's on them. They're the number one team in Division 3 and their home game. So I think if we just come in and play us, we'll be okay.
Luther saw its season end at 18-13. They were led by seniors Maggie Bettine and Sienna Horstman last night. Following the five-set win, Richland Center plays in lacrosse Saturday night at 7. Aquinas enjoyed their second-round win in four sets over Darlington. In other action last night, Dodgeville ended the year for River Valley 3-1. They advance in the tournament, and Cuba City was a 3-1 winner over Viroqua. In Division II, Platteville was a winner against Lodi 3-1. West Salem ended the year for Reedsburg 3-1. Mount Horeb over Portage 3-0. Edgewood beat the Dells 3-0. In Division IV, Brookwood swept Kickapoo, ending the year for the Panthers. It was also Cashton 3-2 over Fenimore. Hillsboro swept Southwestern and Mineral Point over Wisconsin Heights in 3. Turning to Division V last night, 3-0 Barneville over Blackhawk. Pecatonica beat Argyle 3-1. Belmont swept Potosi. Scholesburg 3-2 over Monticello. It was Royal 3-2 over DeSoto. Highland swept Waseca Steuben. Seneca 3-2 over Oneewoke Center. Seneca was up 2-0 in that one and then had to come back and fight for the victory. They advanced to take on the Ithaca Bulldogs on Saturday night. The Bulldogs were winners 25-19. It was the first win for the Bulldogs, and then North Crawford won the second 25-23. Ithaca won the third 25-14, and the Bulldogs won the fourth 28-26. The Bulldogs and Seneca tomorrow night in the regional championship match at Ithaca. And now football going on this weekend. WIAA tournament football. The Richland Center Hornets are in the playoffs, and they are playing tonight at Darlington. I talked to head coach Andrew Troxell about last week's win over Broadhead Judah that got them in the playoffs.
Yeah, I was very pleased. I mean, we knew that it was going to be competitive going into the Broadhead game, but, I mean, to come out and just be dominant right out of the gates like that, you know, kind of took us back just a little bit. You know, I mean, that's a testament to our boys and how hungry they are to just be in the playoff field. I mean, the last 3 weeks of playing like that right now, kind of hitting the pinnacle and hitting our stride, is looking really promising, you know, as we go into week one of the playoffs.
The Hornets get ready for the matchup tonight at Darlington.
That's a very storied program with a lot of success. You know, and especially after last year, you know, with a state runner-up in D6, you know, I mean, they're looking to get back to Camp Randall by any means necessary. And so we know that we've got our work cut out for us, that, I mean, they're very aggressive, you know, up front. Their offensive line and D-line are dominant, you know, and then they've got, you know, at least three skill guys, you know, that have put up some major yardage for them this season. So, you know, looking in the mirror, kind of, a little bit in the last couple of weeks. So we found some tendencies and some things that we think that we can really work with as we kind of go down to Darlington. I think we can gash them here and there. It just depends on, you know, can we put that together and last for four quarters.
Richland Center at Darlington among the first-round playoff football games tonight. Southwestern East Dubuque, Illinois plays Prairie du Chien at Prairie as well in Division 5. Looking at the D6 lineup, Mineral Point is at Cuba City and Westby at Lancaster among the matchups, and several in the area in Division 7. Bangor, a number 1 seed, hosting number 8 Iowa Grant. It's also River Ridge traveling to Cashton. Potosi Cassville takes on Blackhawk Warren in a rematch of last week's conference championship game. Waseca Steuben Seneca plays at Cochran Fountain City. Hillsboro's on the road at Cambria Friesland. Johnson Creek the site for 7th seed Royal. And number 3 Ithaca hosts number 6 Randolph. I asked co-head coach David Klang what the team works on during playoff week.
Kind of staying with our routine. And like, it's been working all year, and so we kind of want to stay within our routine like for every week that we have been. And just kind of fine-tuning everything, fixing things up, making sure that if we saw something or didn't like something on film from the previous weeks, that we're adjusting to it now so it doesn't become a glaring issue in the playoffs. And just kind of sticking with that routine and making sure everybody knows their role and what they're supposed to do on each play.
I asked David what the team expects from Randolph.
They're a very finesse team, and they have a lot of good options. They're going to kind of run their triple option at us and try to get to the edge. They like to be able to establish the edge on their run. They'll be able to throw the ball too, but they really want to establish the the run off their jet sweeps, and then they have a quarterback that he likes the ball in his hands, and he's going to be the one that's going to be doing most of the work for them. And so if we can control that, keeping them from getting outside and containing the quarterback, we should be pretty well off.
That game kicks off at 7 tonight at Ithaca. It should be a good one. We'll have it for you on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. In Division 4 tonight, Wisconsin Dells is at Lodi, and West Salem will host Platteville among the games. In Division 3, it's Reedsburg hosting Whitnall and Sauk Prairie at Mount Hora-Barneveld. Bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League. The Spare Parts team had a 17-80, ILK 17-64, the Pin Pals a 17-47, Three Aces a 6-41, Spare Parts a 633 and a 609 game, and ILK a 595. Cheryl McNerlin a 553, Judy Skelly a 454 series, Pat Adams the third best score at 450. Top game, Cheryl McNerlin a 187 and a 186, Judy Skelly a 184, and Pat Adams a 176. Judy Skelly and Cheryl McNerlin each had 310 split pickups in the Coffee Clutch League. And from All-Star Bowling last night, Lonesome Dove Tavern had a 29-12, Advance Pump and Well with a 28-87, Culligan 2801, Lonesome Dove Tavern a 10-88, TKO Barbecue a 10-29, Advance Pump and Well a 10-12. Greg Shep had the top series, 657, Jake Morris 654, Mike Morris 115 over average with a 652. Elijah Cannon led with a high game of 268, Casey Ewing a 267, Jake Morris 261. Fred Kepler bowled a 613, 115 over average, and Jeremy Strube bowled a 615, 102 over average in the All-Star League. The number 8 Wisconsin volleyball team put up 14 blocks as the Badgers took down Indiana 25-23, 25-18, 25-13 last night. CeCe Crawford led the team with 8 blocks, and Anna Smrek tallied 7 blocks. The next action for the Badgers, they'll remain on the road to play number 10 Purdue Saturday afternoon starting at 2:30. Last night in the NFL, the Rams got by Minnesota 30-20, and in college football, number 19 Pittsburgh over Syracuse 41-13. The Bucks get back to action tonight as they will take on the Chicago Bulls. It's Milwaukee's home opener this evening. We'll have more on WRCO Sports a little bit later on, more local sports, and of course the Badgers playing Saturday night on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 as they take on Penn State in the homecoming football game. That pregame time tomorrow at 4:30, Packer football, 10 o'clock for pregame on FM 100.9 on Sunday afternoon. I'm Phil Neve for WRCO Sports.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health, from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere, complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
There have been many local sport headlines heard over the airwaves of WRCO through its 75-year history. It's time for a History Minute from WRCO and Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace Hardware.
It comes into Merrill Brunson. Merrill pushes it up court quickly. 5 seconds. He'll pull up for the three. It's good! Richland Center ties at 65, and we go to overtime! Brenninger is going to roll Tim Olsen over on his back. Brenninger is scoring near foul point. Can he get another pin against Olsen? There it is! A pin for Ryan Brenninger and a second state championship. Only the second Hornet in the school's history to win two.
So the tying run at first here in the bottom of the seventh. 8-7 Hillsboro, one away. Joey Clary against Ethan Thorson. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air to left, and the left fielder is back. This ball is carrying! This ball is gone! And the Bulldogs win! no. Do you believe it?
This look back at WRCO sports history has been sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We reminisce with the Paul Harvey Rest of the Story program this week, sponsored by Dairy Hardware in Spring Green. Ready for your next project. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or a pro, they have the products and advice you need from home improvement to lawn care.
Now, the rest of the story. In the mid-1990s, about 3,500 migrating geese set down for a night's rest in a southwestern Montana lake. This happens in migration routes everywhere, of course, but this was different. Tonight, the ancient instincts that guide those long, weary journeys failed because the following sunrise revealed that all 342 of those beautiful snow geese, they were dead, all of them. You see, this was no ordinary lake. Standing there outside the city of Butte Silver Bow on the western slope of the Great Divide, you'd think you were on planet Mars or something. It's a desolate, rocky, foreboding landscape. And right in the middle of it is this... is what New York writer Guy Gugliotta once called the Black Lagoon. Berkeley Pitt Lake. A rock-rimmed mile by a half mile of pure poison. Toxic minerals and green slime. In fact, the Black Lagoon is dirty red, smooth as glass, reflecting Montana's big sky, but pure poison. No fish, of course, nor plants, nor insects, nothing sticking out of or venturing into that devil's swimming hole. So, how did it happen, this Berkeley Pitt Lake? Well, it's a remnant of Montana's early mining history. It was once a copper mine, ran more than 100 years. Then in 1982, they stopped open pit mining in those parts and left a gouge in the rock 4,000 feet deep. Naturally, when they dismantled the groundwater ejector pumps, the hole started filling up until it held 37 billion gallons of literally acid. If you fall in and accidentally ingest a little, they say it'll burn your eyes and your skin, and then it'll do you in. However, this American Dead Sea is not entirely dead. No, I wouldn't have believed it either, but not long after those hundreds of migrating geese were killed, researchers at Montana Tech got hold of a specimen, a sample of awful-looking goo from Berkeley Pitt Lake. And they cultured it, and what do you know? It's alive! It's teeming with mean, ugly little creatures, 100-plus kinds of algae and fungi and bacteria. And what makes those microbes remarkable, obviously, is that they have found a way not merely to survive, but to thrive in one of the least hospitable environments on planet Earth. And scientists are now speculating that many, if not most, of those little monsters exist only there. But there's more. The researcher is trying to figure out how those microorganisms defend themselves against the poisons in the pit, had discovered dozens of brand new compounds produced by the microbes. And one of them, for instance, attacks human pulmonary tumors. That's lung cancer. And another attacks ovarian cancer cells, and the discoveries have only begun. So if someday a family of brilliantly successful cancer drugs has emerged thus, well, you'll remember that once upon a time, from a dead sea gushed a fountain of life, because you will have known the rest of the story.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80, Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. Am I going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Thank you for joining us. It's a Friday morning, and that means we'll unveil for you some brand new country releases. Fresh from the Country is sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliekarens.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We present some brand new releases for the first time on the radio, and also we'll play for you the number one most played country song across the land just before 9 today. Here's a new one from Brad Paisley.
It's good to be back home, but you know what would make it better? You still got that short bed Chevy we put the memory miles on. I'm sure you sold that thing. I smiled and said, you're wrong. It's in the barn out back, and if I can get that thing to crank, how about a little test drive down by the lake? Let's see if that truck still works. Nothing else to do tonight. Let's see if that truck still works. stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can lose. Earth's gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna love you. Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna love you.
Brand new from Cody Johnson featuring Carrie Underwood. If you have Carrie Underwood on a song, you have a pretty good shot at having a hit. It is 45 degrees here at WRCO Studios. The Fresh from the Country continues in just a moment. Plus, today's trivia question.
Hey, Amy, make sure that gas tank is topped off.
Why is that?
Elizabeth Grabe wants to ban gas-powered cars, trucks, and even tractors.
That's insane.
That's not all. Extremists like Elizabeth Grabe are trying to eliminate fossil fuels, too.
That would destroy so many jobs, hurt our community, and drive costs even higher for families.
She doesn't care.
We need to keep Elizabeth Grabe out of the assembly.
I'm voting for Todd Novak. He's an independent voice, always working for us.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or healthcare. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more healthcare coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising childcare costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new childcare slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Baldwin took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here. So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Baldwin. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Trivia time today is made possible by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family owned and operated with made from scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello everyone, Kenny the wannabe baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
The winning answer wins some delicious cookies. Maybe you can even get a little Halloween decoration on them. I don't know. See what Christie says at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. This improves your chance of getting a promotion at work. What is it? A, smiling, B, being early, C, agreeing to work overtime, or D, wearing deodorant? Which one of those is the best answer according to a survey? Which one improves your chance of getting a promotion at work? 608-647-4155. A new one from Parker McCollum.
Down.
a.m. on Fresh from the Country, WRCO Radio. Congrats to Rick Jones, who knew the right answer. This improve your chance of getting a promotion at work by simply smiling. Should have said A, smiling, as Rick did. Now, Rick, driving a truck, he said he doesn't know if that'll get him a promotion, although if somebody pulls up beside him and at their stoplight and they see you smiling, well, maybe they'll call his boss and say, hey, he's a good truck driver. He's got a good attitude there. Absolutely. I smile on the radio, but no one can see me. That's why I don't get promoted, I guess. But nonetheless, it's amazing, though. And I think that's true of anybody, how you conduct yourself. If you smile, you get a little bit of smile on your face, maybe that gives people a good feeling about you, hopefully. You know, I always try to be pleasant. It's amazing, though, how many times I'll look somebody in the eye and say, hey, how you doing? Hi. And they just don't respond, you know. I don't understand that either, you know. So, oh, well, to each their own. And you never know what somebody's going through. Henry Bray walks by. He's smiling. But that means that he's probably up to something.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. My husband and I moved to the area 4 years ago and began looking for a church. Willow Valley was one of the friendliest churches that we encountered, and we decided to make it our church home. After some time there, we came to realize that many of the members were related to each other. Although we were not even from Wisconsin, this church made us feel like family. If you are looking for a church where you can be welcome like family, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesnik Power Sports.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Happy Trails time coming up in just a bit from WRCO Radio. We have some more business at hand. The most played country song across the land. That is coming up in just a little while here today. Some notes on today. Brad Paisley will perform the national anthem before Game 1 of the World Series tonight as the Dodgers host the Yankees. The anthem singer for Game 2 on Saturday will be 19-year-old Pearl Peterson, representing the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. Peterson sang the anthem before Game 2 of last year's World Series. So, look for that. She was in the studio with us earlier this week. Did a really nice job. This is a brand new one from Sarah Harrelson. It's called Denim.
I ain't never seen you like that. Got your hair all combed and slicked back. And you didn't ask, but it's not your style. I ain't never seen you so stressed. Out here like trying to win best dressed. Did she teach you how to tie on that tie? She's ribbon, she's pearls, she's diamonds and curls. Baby, I'm Wrangler timeless. Ain't nowhere else you can find this. I'm classic, I'm trendy. You pull me away, now you miss me. She can try all she wants, but you into that suit. But baby, I'm denim, and I look good on you. You when you're wearing those jeans, I bet you don't even own a single pair. It don't look like you can breathe. Back it up's getting to me. You've changed so much. Time not to stare. Baby, I'm Wrangler timeless. Ain't nowhere else you can find this. I'm plastic, I'm trendy. Dress me down, dress me up. I know you'll come back soon enough. When you realize you miss those Levi's now.
Sarah Harrelson on WRCO Radio. She sang a wonderful version of What a Wonderful World in the studio with us. And I know that it's been posted on some of our socials. It's on Facebook. And I think, believe you can maybe find it on the WRCO website as well. But just a bang-up live version. You can see the video on our socials. Well, the number five tune this week, Morgan Wallen, Lies, Lies, Lies. At number five, Post Malone, Pour Me a Drink, featuring Blake Shelton, last week's number one, has fallen to number four. Miles on It from Kane Brown and Marshmello at number three. Jelly Roll hanging out at number two for a second week with I Am Not Okay. And up a total of three this week, Justin Moore, and This Is My Dirt.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, a chow in his jaw, and a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands, where
is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land, the money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt.